Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Hello, Cindy.
Well, hey. Hey, imagine running into you here. Is that Jillian?
How you doing, bud?
Doing good, doing good.
Doing better than 5 minutes ago when we recorded our last segment, number one segment,
which might be coming in the future.
Right.
Because I haven't decided yet.
Got it. Fair. Fair point. All right. Do you ever feel like you're still in high school?
Ugh. Yes.
You do.
Yes.
So do I.
When I really open my eyes and look around and realize we may have a different age attached to ourselves, but everybody's the same. The relationships, the dynamics.
Is it like it's the relationships and the dynamics?
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, so I look at it as follows. I'm 45 years old. I know we've talked about this. I have 2 kids. I'm successful. I have a handful of close friends. And I'm lucky to have it, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes I have this dynamic with people where it's like, hey, girl, let's get together, right? So it's like, okay, great. You know, and it's like, let's get lunch, let's get dinner, let's get drinks. Fair. And we do. Okay. But when they like go out with other people, I'm never invited. And I hate Instagram. We've done a segment on this. It's like, because yeah. it's like, and I can't fucking understand it. I'm like, people have get togethers, right? Like, I had one friend like several years ago who I was friends with for a decade. And he got a little weird when Heidi and I broke up. Mm. But I remember we were sitting at a dinner for his birthday. Of course, just him and I. Right? Having a conversation about how he was having problems with his boyfriend. And then Heidi and I were going through it. And I was like, I don't think Heidi and I are going to make it. You know, we're having these conversations. And he was talking about his birthday dinner with all his other friends, right?
Oh,
and how he's like, oh, I was sitting at dinner with all this group of friends. And I, in my mind, was like, really, dude? F*** you. Like, really? And like, I remember every one of those instances. And it's the kid in me that was like the high school loser.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, right? So I went from like, I wasn't actually a high school loser. I was a high school loner. So I was whatever. I was a normal kid in elementary school, just like one of the 24 kids. Not popular. We didn't pick on. It was a small, like 20-something kid. Nobody really, there were no, quote, losers. Nobody was bullying anybody up until sixth grade. I went on to seventh grade, and for 5 seconds, I was actually a popular girl. And then I did not. This is where the gay thing got in the mix. There was like a popular guy, and I was uncomfortable and weird around him, and I didn't know why. And then there was a popular girl who I became friends with, and I was uncomfortable and like homophobic and weird around her. And it created this weird, and then they like turned on me. Then my parents got divorced, and I started putting on weight, and my grandmother had died, and I just like, then I became like, it got so bad, my mom pulled me out of that school. Like, it was brutalizing. Like, I would get surrounded and called, it was crazy. Pulls me out of that school, puts me in another school, but at that time, I'm like full-blown, quote, loser. Mm. I'm spending lunches in, I still to this day need to find this woman, Mrs. Kronstadt's office, or her classroom. Like, because I won't go out at lunch or recess. So she just lets me go and, like, work in her classroom or do my own thing. Like, I hid there every day. I've got to find her. And Rochelle Kronstadt, that's her name. Huh. I've got to find this woman. To this, I wonder if she, like, has any idea.
We'll have to hit up Facebook after this.
Right? I want to be like, you know, you saved my fucking life, right? I know you may not even know who I am, but, like, however many years ago, 30 years ago or whatever. Yeah. It's like, so... I then get into high school, and I'm now in martial arts. I'm still chubby, but at about 15, I get my nose fixed. I get my braces off. I, you know, moving up in karate, which also, like, really helped empower me and get me fit. And then I became a loner. So I didn't have friends, but I was, like, rebel without a cause kind of thing. Like, I, at this point, I'm, like, not, like, the ugly, fat, weird, dykey girl. I'm just kind of this weird enigma that, like, doesn't really, and then I start hanging out with much older people because I was going into Hollywood. So I had like 20-something year old friends and took like a 27 year old guy to prom. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Cause I, you know what I did? I took, cause I had like a little bit of social anxiety cause I was so bullied. So my karate teacher told me I should take acting classes to get comfortable.
What a great idea.
So I took an acting class and met a bunch of 20-something year olds that lived in Hollywood while I was 16 years old. And then I became 17 and I had like 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 year old friends.
Wow.
So I was sneaking into nightclubs at 17 years old, bartending illegally at 18 years old. Cause I had had never related, dropped out of college because I like A, I'm a terrible student, B, have a learning disability, and C, just didn't get it.
Yeah.
Didn't get the whole frat Greek. It freaked me out because, again, I still didn't realize I was gay, which played a huge part in it. So anyway, I like never had a problem dating because by the time I was dating, I was like dating like the hot older model guy at the acting class who only knew me as like fit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
straight teeth, nose wasn't huge. So that was never an issue for me. Friends, though. I, to this day, have the hardest time.
Don't you think that also just, it flashes you back?
I think it does.
Back then, so your reaction to it, like your reaction to not being included is...
crazy.
Different.
My shrink is like, why is this so important to you? I'm like, I don't know. Like, even my friend Chloe, like, one of my best friends, right? We are thick as thieves. I know I could count on her for anything.
Yeah.
So she started dating somebody who's a DJ. And it's like, I'll see Chloe for dinner. It's like, oh, it's us. It's date night. We go to dinner together. Then it's like, she's out the next night at some club, which I probably wouldn't even go to. But I'm like, that girl brought all her friends. Why didn't she invite me? What the fuck is wrong?
See, I was going to ask you that. When you heard about your friend's birthday dinner, would you have wanted to go to it?
Or would a lot of times I would.
Because sometimes it's like,
a lot of times I would.
I can't believe I have to.
A club, maybe not. But a lot of times I would. But I realized this. This is the realization that I had, right? There was a guy who I basically had, I don't know if I ever talked about this. I had a horrible, horrible thing happen in 2018 that kicked off one of the worst years of my life. And I had a dog that I had rescued years ago. And he killed, it was the worst. He just snapped and killed our little chihuahua in the beginning of 2018. We were all attacked. Yeah, right. I mean, like, horrible. I don't even, and it was awful. And I was like, I've got to put this dog down because he started getting in dog fights and he was biting people. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and I tried dog trainer. I tried everything. Right. Anyway, to make a long story short, everybody was like, you've got to put the dog down. And I was like, I can't believe I have to do this because I was very close with that dog. Like, it was just nuts. And I lost my little chihuahua, which we were all. So I was like, this is like a nightmare, especially for me because I love animals. And to make a long story short, this organization were like, oh, we have this volunteer. Just let the volunteer meet the dog. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And this guy is like, he's amazing. If you need a dog trainer, like, what's his thing on Instagram? It's DA underdogs. His name's Brandon. And to make a long story short, Brandon came in and basically saved the day. And then Heidi and I were splitting and I didn't have a place for the dog on Dog Beach. And I was like, Brandon, she doesn't want the dog. And I can't take the dog. And my brother lived with me and the Chihuahua became really close. Richard became very close with my brother. And I was like, he basically took the dog.
That's
he took Duke. So I didn't have to put him down. And I swear to God, it was like God handed me an angel.
Yeah.
And now we connect like every now and again. And then recently we went to lunch and we had the best time. And then I was like, hey, I got to go to this PETA fundraiser on Sunday. I'm going to take Phoenix. He came with me and then we all went out afterwards. And it's like, I was like, I like this guy. Like,
it's organic though. That happened.
It doesn't look the way you think it should. Like some like straight 30 something year old guy. But we get along great.
Yeah.
Like, we get each other. We laugh. We have the best time. He's the nicest guy. And I'm like, maybe this shit just doesn't look the way you think it should.
Yeah.
But, like, what if I took this, like, cast of Merry Misfits? I don't know, like, because we're all kind of off on our... It doesn't look the way you think it should. Like, you're not invited out with the cool kids. Or even with my close friends, it's like, I don't even know what to say. Like... My shrink's like, why is that not enough for you?
But don't you, I mean, when we stay home, we're staying home with the cool kids, each other. I mean, that's how I feel now at this stage of life.
It's a high school thing, I think. And then I wonder, I'm like, why am I not invited? Like, I've been through this with every single friend that I have who would like lay down on a train track for me, you know, who's like, oh, let's get together. But then like they go out in like a group and I'm never invited.
You never get that with us because we never go out.
Never go out. So. I know. I mean, it is so bizarre. But I like at some point, it's like, I got to let it go.
Yeah, and it's hard to make friends at different stages of life when you have children. Sometimes they have children.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. So Lori and I met another couple a few years ago who lived down the street from us and within months moved to Dallas, and we were calling them our new best friends because you know how hard it is for a couple to meet a couple.
Oh my God!
I mean, it's like you like one, but you don't like the other, or one of you likes them and the other. No, this was like the most miraculous friend making.
And then they
experience.
Moved to Dallas.
But you know what? We're closer than ever. We FaceTime date. We visited them. They visited us. I don't know. They're moving back, and we're thrilled. We can't believe it. And they have a baby now. It's like,
right.
But you know, this is the new friendship. They moved to Dallas, didn't stop us.
Okay.
Our friendship growing.
I guess the lesson I'm trying to say is like, don't stop trying to make connections. Obviously, that's so important because we're all lonely to a certain extent. And, you know, if for some reason somebody doesn't want to be friends with you, instead of being hung up on like, what's wrong with you? Like, them, what's wrong with them?
They have issues going on too. They're living lives too. And maybe, by the way, they don't want to share you. Because I think that happens sometimes. Like,
I don't know that that's it, but I love you for that. My shrink has a bunch of different theories, you know, but it's like, I mean, I don't, it is odd to me and I don't understand it. And he's like, just say something, but I kind of have and it never really changes. So I just have given up on it. Like, but it does hurt your feelings. And it's like, at some point, it's like, chill. You find friendship where you find friendship. It's like, if this is the connection, maybe it's like, if this is the connection you have, this is the connection you have, and you're lucky to have these, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And celebrate that. And, like, try to get out of this Don't let your past kind of dictate your present and your future.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
And like, take those connections wherever you can get them, even though they might look, you may look like you have nothing in common with this person, and that yet you get along great.
Yeah.
There are some things that are fun to shop for, but bras are personally not on that list for me until I found Third Love, because they make it so easy. You literally go online, take their 60-second fit finder quiz, and you order what, for me, turned out to be the most comfortable, best-fitting bra I own. The straps don't slip, they have lightweight, super thin memory foam cups, and the best part is there's no more stores, no more dressing rooms, you just sit back and click. Plus, Third Love even gives you 60 days to try it out, wear it, wash it. If you don't love it, you can return or exchange your bra for free, and Third Love will wash that bra and donate it to a woman in need, which is really cool. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. All right, you guys know you should be taking vitamins to help supplement your diet, but where do you start? I mean, how do you know what nutrients you need, which ones you're already getting enough of? It can be really overwhelming for people. I mean, I take a lot of stuff, and that can be a lot for a lot of people. So that's where Ritual comes in. Ritual is the obsessively researched vitamin for women. They have 9 nutrients that are difficult to get enough of every day, even with a healthy diet, including vitamin E, B12, K2, vegan omega-3 from algae, iron, magnesium, and folate. And you can get all this in just 2 capsules a day. So if you're not like me and you don't want to spend a lot of money on a ton of different things and you just want one basic, this is a great option. Cindy loves it, and she can get it all online delivered to her monthly for around $1 a day. So try Ritual today, because you get an exclusive offer for 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/Jillian to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian.
Jillian, we have an incredible guest on the phone, University of Texas professor Kate Bieberdorf, who's also known as Kate the Chemist. And we're so excited about this. And if you've ever seen her anywhere, talk shows, anything, then you're probably just as excited as we are.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk to you about. I'm a big fan of yours.
So, all right, I got to be totally transparent. Cindy came in one day and was like, oh my God, I saw the coolest chick ever. And I was like, oh, okay. Which Cindy's pretty like pretty low key. There aren't like a lot of like, you know, peaks and valleys with her temperament. So when she kind of like the tone actually had a range in the voice, I was like, oh shit, all right, who are we talking about? And she's like, this woman, Kate the Chemist, introduces girls to science and is changing the world one child at a time. And I'm like, all right, dude, take it easy. Like, what? And then she pulled up your TED Talk, and I was like, all right, she's amazing. What do we have to do to get her on the show? So I cannot thank you enough for coming on. For everybody who's just being introduced to Kate for the first time, basically, you are a female scientist, although you're a professor as well.
Correct.
But can you tell me a little bit about what your, we know it, but tell the audience a little bit about your mission. And then I want to get into how you got into this personally. But like, what's your overall goal here?
I am traveling around the United States recruiting children, but kind of secretly young girls, to join what I refer to as my STEM army. And I'm trying to just show everybody that anybody can be a scientist. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, who you love, like what gender you identify with, like you, anybody can be a scientist.
Wow.
Okay, now, ready? I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Like, why would I want to be a scientist? I hate science. Snooze. I gotta do it to you. I have to do it to you. I will tell you that I will say this. Like, I love space and trying to understand that stuff. But, like, I failed chemistry. I was a terrible math student. I know, Kate. I know, buddy. I know. And I always thought, like, I was like, I just can't do it. Like, I don't have the brain for it. I envy the people that do. Like, now there we go. And as you've stated, that there are a lot of, and not to stereotype, a lot of people that feel this way, but also in particular, a lot of women that feel this way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why is it sexy to be a scientist? Tell me how it is sexy beyond the periodic table. Because I don't think as a kid you ever get beyond that, by the way.
No, you don't. And it's hard because at least with chemistry, the fun part is once you have your PhD, once you have the training, that's when you can start blowing stuff up. But that's when you're 25, 26. So it's hard to convince like a 7-year-old to do a bunch of math problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, what I do is I try to use visual demonstrations to just kind of make science, I'll use your word sexy. I've never used that to describe it, but that's okay.
Well, probably not because you're talking like, to children. Forgive me. All right. Yeah. Fun. We're going to use the word fun today.
Fun or exciting. I just want to show, I want to show them how easy it is and how chemistry is everywhere around you. And so anything that they want to talk to me about, I will find a way to sneak the science in. And it's just fun. And I can use fireworks. I can breathe fire. You can do anything with liquid nitrogen and dry ice. And when you see a little kid's jaw drop open and their eyes pop all big and huge, it's like the cutest thing in the world. Aww. And then you have basically 60 seconds to just shove the science knowledge into their head when they're interested, once you've shown them something. But then obviously they're, 10 years old, so something sparkly will distract them. So
something sparkly distracts me. I'm afraid to say. I'm like, oh, shiny
keys. It's true. It's true.
Yeah. No,
but you're my favorite kind of student. So somebody who thinks they hate science or they hate chemistry, I'm like, oh, really? Come here. Come to my lab. Let me show you. How about this? You still hate it? How about this?
You know what's fascinating, though, about what you're saying is I actually watched a TED Talk from a guy who was a chemist about weight loss. Huh. And he's like, where does the fat go? And Kate, I never thought about it, right? I was like,
right.
Out. Like, I didn't know. I was like, where does it go? And it was amazing, dude. He broke down the chemistry of how your body essentially burns through and disperses of, gets rid of stored fat. Like, we're exhaling it to a large.
Exactly.
Dude, it rocked my world. And I was like, what?
Right.
A chemist.
Right, because you think about it, you're burning your weight, you're burning your fat, what is that? And everybody just thinks burning and then it disappears, like you burn charcoal and it's just gone. But how does that actually leave your body? You breathe out, it's pushed out through your lungs. You're saying goodbye to your Cheetos or whatever you ate.
It's incredible to me. And it tweaked to a certain extent, even though I understood, the whole concept, but like, oh, calories in, calories out, energy deficit, thermodynamics, the fancy term. Right. Google that on Wikipedia. Yep, that fits in here. But when I watched it and he broke it down for me, it just made it so much more crystal clear that I was 100% right about it. And I had a chemist. From that point on, I was like, you need to Google this TED Talk, The Mathematics of Weight Loss. And it's all there. It's a sign. And I never realized, fitness... science, medicine, science,
it's all science.
Yeah. It plants science, evolution, everything, science. Everything is science.
The protein shakes, if people take protein shakes, it's all science. Like all of that, everything that you do, everything is there. The clothing you wear, why you wear certain pants or certain sports bras, it's all science. I mean,
what?
For what activity you wear.
Wait. Okay, go to the sports bra and show me how that's science.
Science, because like your thickness and how your elasticity, they're gonna test all that and see, because you don't want your chest bouncing up and down during activity.
Okay.
No, right? I mean, but you sports bra when you do a yoga class versus like hardcore burpees or a HIIT class or one of your classes, right? Like you do something totally different. It would be a totally different type of attire. If you're going to be, I live in Texas, so if I'm outside, I'm going to want to wear something that has a good dry fit material that's going to suck that moisture off my skin, help me cool down. I wouldn't want to wear like a cotton or, something like that.
Of course. So the concept really is like understanding the science allows you to, A, have the knowledge to make more effective choices. I can only say that from my fitness perspective because I was amazed. So it's like you have actual information, and with that information you can make the most powerful choices and take the most powerful actions to get the desired result. But it's also improving the quality of your life in every way that you're not even appreciating, from wicking away moisture and maintaining the levity of your boobs in a sports bra. I mean, so it's, I think understanding, to me, I would say it's sexy because it's improving the quality of your life.
Absolutely.
But only because of the way that I have heard various scientists, yourself and the mathematics of weight loss guy, show me how I need it in my life. And I have cheated because I watched your TED Talk, so I know about you already. I've already been sold by you. But tell me, like, how do you get in? Because for those of you who have not seen Kate, like, she's easy on the eyes. She, like, young, super pretty, really well-spoken, not the kind of person you think would be a scientist. Like, no, not that there's anything wrong. Just, you'd be like, oh, really? How does someone like you get into something like this?
I've always asked questions, you know, why? Why is this happening? How does this work? I've wanted to take things apart. I didn't really do that so much growing up. But I was always, always, always asking questions. And so I started, when I went to the University of Michigan, I started taking chemistry classes and all my STEM classes. So anything with tech, engineering, math, I just loved it. And I wanted to learn more and more and more. And after I graduated with a bachelor's, I decided to get a PhD in inorganic chemistry. And so I did that. And I just, you just fall in love with it. And you're there all day, every day in lab. So you're either in or you're out. I mean, you're all the way in committed to this program and this degree, 6 days a week. It's a really grueling process. But I'm so grateful that I did it because now I get to go on Colbert and blow things up. And like, I mean, it's just incredible. And for me, it's, you know, selfishly, it's fun. I enjoy it. The hair and makeup, it's fun. I get to choose. It's wonderful. But I also get to reach a wider audience and maybe impact even more girls. I have young kids who reach out to me and they say, like, especially young girls, and they're saying, I can't believe there's somebody out there who does this. There's a female scientist out there who is cool and pretty. And I'm like, oh, so cool. So we just got to get more girls into it.
How do you make it relatable and more approachable for kids?
I mean, you say blow shit up, but it's more than that, clearly, because you've studied. You're like, I have 60 seconds. I'm like, did you also get like a side degree in child psychology? Like, how have you perfected? Well, you clearly have a methodology.
Funny. Yeah, it's funny that you say that because my parents are psychologists.
Okay.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a theory called William James's theory of emotional memory. And so if you have an emotional reaction to something, you're more likely to form a memory. And so what I do is I do a big explosion, invoke that emotional response, and then just talk about science as fast as I can and engaging and as passionately as I can. Because we've all been to a boring, horrible lecture where somebody's just blahing on and it puts you to sleep. It's terrible. But if you go to someone who's exciting and they're motivated and they're passionate, you're more likely to listen. You have an open mind. And so that's all I'm asking. It's like, listen to me with an open mind, and then maybe at the end you might like chemistry, which they will.
Okay, now let's say we are... We're dealing with somebody like, well, I want to say Cindy and myself, but you've sold us. Okay. So you're talking to our listeners and they're like women 30s, 40s, right? And maybe they have a daughter. And so maybe it's like, oh, wow, okay, I'll encourage my kid. But how do we get that person, that woman, to engage? Like, what if she's like, it's too late for me, but like, is it too late at any age to get interested in this and to apply these things in your life? And how would you reach that particular person?
Oh my gosh, no. Anybody can be a scientist, any age, anybody. And so I think I would first start off with saying, just what are you interested in? You mentioned space right away. So if I was going to try to like get you to go have a beer with me, I would try to start with something with probably SpaceX or something with any type of space exploration, or show you a cool video and see what your questions are. And I would let your questions kind of guide what type of science I give you. And if you start to glaze over when I start talking molecules, then I'll back up a little bit and say maybe combustion reactions and just things are hot, things are cold, and just see what you're interested in.
Today I was in the car with my son, and I actually cannot for the life of me remember how this came up. And he was asking me about, like, can we live? I think because he watched E.T. and E.T. was dying, right? We just watched E.T. and E.T. was not able to live on Earth. And he was like, Mom, could we live on other planets? And I was like, I don't think so, buddy. I'm like, I don't know. It depends. It has to be Earth-like. And, you know, trying to explain, like, gravity and if it's too heavy and if it's not heavy enough and we're floating away and terraforming. But I, you know, I don't know. Like, I only know, like, all right, I heard that episode of a Neil deGrasse Tyson thing, or, You know, I saw her. I'm like, I think we're going to terraform Mars. He's like, how are we doing that? I'm like, global warming. How are we doing that? I'm like, I don't have any fucking idea. Stop talking to me. Like, I hit an absolute wall with it. But he was so fascinated. Mm. And in that moment, I was like, God, I wish I could really answer these questions. You know, and
it's okay to not know the answer. And that's the thing I tell parents and moms all the time. Like, scientists don't know answers. And that's what we're always looking for answers. And so say, hey, buddy, I don't know. Let's grab a phone. Let's Google this together. We're being scientists. Like, look at us. And just the investigation process is part of it. And you can have a hypothesis if you want to make it fun. Like, what do you think? I think it's this. I think it has to do with the oxygen. Oh, you think it has to do with gravity? Cool. Let's look it up. Let's test it out. Anything. So if you have access to internet, you can be a scientist.
I love that you're saying that, because I think when I didn't know all the answers, oddly, and I'm not the kind of person that feels, I don't get easily intimidated, but I was sort of like, all right, I've hit a wall with this. And you feel like you need to know, why is the sky blue? And the other day, he's like, why is that river over there brown, but the ocean's blue? And I was like, well, the dirt from the mountain makes, and he goes, well, what about the sand and the, why is that? And I was like, well, you shut the fuck up. Like, I was like, oh my God. And it especially with kids, because they're so curious and they have so many questions. And I feel like you think you should know all the answers. And when you don't, it makes you feel a little like intimidated, and you kind of, and I love what you're saying about kind of like finding it out together and not needing to know the answers and searching for the answers. And the answers to me have always been really important with the things that I'm passionate about. And that's one of the reasons. Oh, Cindy's telling me. Okay, hang on. All right, Cindy's telling me we need a break. Are you okay if we take a quick break and we come back for a second segment?
Yeah.
Okay, Kate.
That sounds great.
Guys, hold on. We're going to be right back with Kate the Chemist. I don't know about you, but Cindy, she's super organized. So when Legacy Box became a sponsor of the show, she was super excited. Because, I mean, she's not a spring chicken. Love you, Cindy. But a lot of her memories are on videotape. And she no longer has a VCR, which is a good thing, though. I mean, who does? Plus, she even had Super 8 movies from film school and some camcorder formats that she couldn't even begin to figure out. Which is kind of fun. I mean, I'm not trying to laugh. I'm not making fun. I mean, I have some VCR tapes, too. So anyway, she sent them all in the Legacy Box, and she got them back with a copy on a thumb drive. I mean, how cool is that? And you can even get a DVD or a digital download. Plus, digitizing these old memories with Legacy Box not only preserves them, but makes them really easy to share with your family and friends. So there's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/Jillian. To get 40% off your first order. That's legacybox.com/Jillian and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. It's so important to keep learning new things, right? Your brain needs activity just like your body. So check out Skillshare. It's an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. I mean, maybe you have a lifelong passion project you want to get back to, or you just want to try something new. Skillshare has the classes. Now, my knife skills are so dope, I've moved on to grilling classes, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a grill master by the end of the summer. And that's the thing about Skillshare, you get to learn new things on your own timeline, and it feels really great to have a new skill. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare, because they have a specific offer just for my listeners. You get 2 months of Skillshare for free at Skillshare.com/Jillian. That's right, guys, 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of free classes at Skillshare.com/Jillian. So sign up at Skillshare.com/Jillian. Okay, we're back with Kate the Chemist. And this got me thinking during the break. I want to know what you're still looking for answers on. Like, what are you bound and determined to discover or solve? Like, is there anything that's just sort of like elusive, where, like, you know, Michio Kaku's like, I want to understand the theory of everything, although all, I guess, theoretical physicists do. Like, what's your thing?
That is so funny that you asked that. Okay, I don't have one thing. I have a million things. I'm looking outside. I'd be like, I want to know this. I want to know how this works. I want to know how if I take this engine apart, can I put it in this car? You know, for me, I'm constantly wondering things. I will say that I have a hard time getting jazzed up about physics. I don't know what it is about it, but it just seems like one of the more, and I don't mean to be offensive, but it just like bores me. I don't know what it is. And so I really am trying to find a passionate physicist who can kind of show me why they love it. And so that's kind of one of my next goals is over the next year and a half. So by the next Christmas, not this one, but the next one, hopefully I have like a little bit of more of a passion or appreciation for the science. So that's my goal.
Okay, fair. I think that's fair. I like it. So like, so who would that be then? Like, so would that be like a, it's not Bill Nye. He's just like, he's not a physicist. Would it be
he's
like
an
a Neil?
Engineer.
Would it be like a Brian Green?
Maybe. Yeah, I would not be upset about that. Could, you know, I'd be happy to talk to Brian.
We got
to
set you up with Brian Green. I don't know him. But we got to, okay. Cindy, get Brian Green.
We can make that work.
We need a blind science date here.
I will check my, my address book under physicists because there's
perfect.
A lot of them. So, you know.
Yeah. A lot of them. And a lot of them are introverted, too. So, like, if a big bubble person with a fireball comes running at them, they're like, oh, God.
We need to make this happen. We need to set up a blind date between Kate and Brian Green. And then we can all just sit back and learn shit.
How did this turn into a date? Yeah. I think she wants
not
to get excited.
Not a romantic
about,
date, okay. But like a
science
an appointment.
Date,
yes.
Yeah, like a meeting of the minds. And then the talk about it was like explosions everywhere, brains shattering across the globe. Fair.
Sounds
all
wonderful.
Right. I appreciate that. I didn't even think about the, by the way, the car thing. My brother was dealing with a car issue this morning, and I was like, I don't think you're equipped for this. And I was thinking that there will probably be an explosion in this car that he's decided to dismantle.
Well, I think it's kind of fascinating that Kate, your interest to learn just keeps expanding to now I want to know the car.
Well, because once you have the basic skills or the basic knowledge, you kind of are thinking, well, how does it apply to this? I recently purchased a camera, and so that's my new thing where I'm trying to figure out exactly how it works and how the lenses work. It's just something I never took a photography class. And so for me, I'm very fascinated by it. My pictures are quite bad, but I'm learning, so I'll get there. Practice makes perfect.
That's great.
I was going to ask you this. Okay, so the other day, of course, I was screwing around with my Apple Watch, right? And it's like sending a message over here and it's sending a message over there and the phone's talking to the watch and the watch is talking to the computer. And I was thinking to myself, like the way my kids, like they go upstairs and they talk to Siri, right? I used to have records, dude. I had to pull a record, put it on the record player and play a song that I wanted to hear after I saved up for the money to buy that album. My son's like, Siri, play Drake. And it's like right there. He talks to Siri. She pulls the song out of the ether. And I thought, this is what magic looks like, right? But like explainable magic. Like science is arguably magic, no? But you understand how that works. Like your brain is like, oh, of course, they're communicating. Like that doesn't, to me, that's flat out magic. And you get that. You get how this is all happening. That's amazing.
Well, and honestly, it's relatively simple. I mean, I think after one lecture, you would understand it too. It's basically electromagnetic radiation. It's just electrons moving, propagating through space. That's all that's really happening.
Is that all?
And the way they interact with matter is just what happens. So if it's, you know, if it's one way, it's visible light. If it's another way, it's microwaves. Bluetooth is really weak, so it's closer to radio waves.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, now
you get it. Anybody can understand that. That's what's beautiful about science. Like you already understand these concepts, but my goal as an educator is to kind of translate them into things you already know. You understand that when if you fall downstairs, you're going to scream. Well, an electron does the same thing. If it falls down from high to low, it screams. And when it screams, you and I see that in terms of visible light, so blues and yellows and greens, things like that.
But now, are you serious?
But that makes sense now.
Wait a second. Hold on. But it doesn't have an emotion, though. Like, it's...
No. No, but like if you go from high energy to low energy, you have to give off energy to do that. Like if you start with 10 joules and you end with 5 joules, you had to give off energy. And when you give off energy, when you do that in a certain way, it's kind of like screaming. We can visualize screaming, right?
Wow.
We can see that. And so if you just give, I mean, people learn in different ways. I personally believe in VARK, so visual, oral, reading, and kinesthetic. And so if you can kind of address these different things and describe it, or hands-on stuff for your kinesthetic people, give visual demonstrations for your visual people, like if you just use different analogies and use different ways of teaching, there's a shot that everyone in your audience can at least try to understand what you're saying.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay. I would love to actually pick, I don't know if we'll ever get you back after I told you science wasn't sexy at first. At first. I was playing devil's advocate. But I would love it if, like, we could pick topics and in real time be like, okay, the science of micronutrients and how your body uses them.
Yeah.
Go. Or, you know, that, like, I'd love to do that explaining how we get rid of fat on the show, or
oh my gosh,
the physics of fitness, even though you
have
like
your kids come up with questions.
Well, so did you know I used to be a fitness instructor when I was in graduate school? And so I taught kickboxing classes and step classes and stuff. So I have a definite interest in this. You wouldn't have to twist my arm to talk about fitness.
Oh my God. You are amazing. And
I know, I love you so much. This has been so much fun.
You're absolutely incredible. You make me feel stupid, but that's okay, because
no,
I'm not insecure, Kate. I'm fine with that.
No, that's
holy
the opposite
shit
of what I'm trying to do.
No. No, I mean it in the best possible. Like, you are a truly overwhelmingly impressive human being, and you have
thank
a
you
series of books coming out. We touched upon this briefly, and then I yeah shut her down because I wanted to hear about it live with while you guys are listening. But I did get the title of the first book, and it's awesome. So can you tell me about the books? Tell me about
go ahead. The first one is called Kate the Chemist, and it's Dragons versus Unicorns. And so it's a fiction series. There's going to be 4 books in a row, and that's the first one. And it's a little 10-year-old Kate the Chemist and how she uses science in her everyday life to kind of help things in the community. And Dragons versus Unicorns, that first one, it's a play they're doing. It's just awesome. It's so I had so much fun writing it. I loved it. And then another one that's coming out right at the same time is a nonfiction series, and that's where we have 25 hands-on experiments for kids, and it's everything that you could ever possibly want to do with your kid. And I had 2 rules. The first one is that kids actually have to be able to do it. So if you're doing anything crazy, lighting anything on fire, it's a no-go. We weren't doing it. And the second thing is that the items had to be easily accessible. So that means like a Home Depot, a Walmart, or Amazon. If you can't get the items there, it's not going in the book.
Wow.
So I had so much fun doing it. It was really a good time, and I cannot wait to share these with the community. I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
So this is available for pre-order on Amazon right now, the books.
Well, August 25th.
Yes,
August
12th.
When the hell are you, when the heck are you airing this, Cindy?
August 12th.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Shit. August 25th.
I'll cut
these
that
are
part
available
out
for pre-order on Amazon. I do need to know, though, who does win, the dragons or the unicorns?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Kate,
are you kidding me?
You got to read the book.
Kate, come on, buddy. It's me. We go way back to like 20 minutes ago. Kate. All right. That's fine. I'm happy to support and get these books because I actually personally want to answer to that. And you're amazing. Will you please? I want to pick like several different topics and
I would love to
bring you back. I mean, I know you're doing Colbert on the Today Show, but I mean, this is the Jillian Michaels podcast. Come on, and guys,
same thing.
You gotta go. Okay, so we gotta plug all, but you like
KateTheChemist.com.
Watch her TED Talk, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Get the books on pre-order.
Or at KateTheChemist for any of the Twitter, Instagram, any of that fun stuff to check me out.
You're amazing.
That's
thank you
awesome
so much. I'm really looking forward to pestering the shit out of you to get you back on the show.
I love it. Sounds like a good time.
Have a great day.